A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 19, verses 13 to 15. People brought little children to him, for him to lay his hands on them and say a prayer. The disciples turned them all away, but Jesus said, "Let the little children alone, and do not stop them coming to me. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs." Then he laid his hands on them and went on his way. Jesus' words, "Let the little children come to me, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs," as well as his admonition at the beginning of his discourse on the church, which we read in the Mass only 3 days ago, "Unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven," deserve our serious consideration. First of all, they provoke the question, why does Jesus want us to become like little children? And why does he say that to such belongs the kingdom of heaven? Whenever I have put this question, I have unmistakably received the same reply. Because little children are sinless, they are still innocent. Indeed, the children are sinless, but only because they cannot be otherwise. So far they have not faced the real challenges of life, the problems of puberty and adolescence. There must be other reasons for which Jesus sets little children as models for our behavior. So let us observe the way little children behave. I remember when, as a child, whenever my teacher asked me to clean the blackboard, or to distribute the copybooks, I was very happy and felt honored to be asked to do this little service. And Jesus demands that we too feel honored and happy whenever we have the opportunity to do something beautiful for God and for others. After all, as St. Bernard Beaulieu states, to serve God means to reign. Again, observe a child who has to cross a very busy road with many vehicles coming from either side. But he is holding his father's hand. He does not worry at all, knowing that he is in the good hands of his father. He is safe. He trusts his father. And Jesus demands from us a childlike trust in our Heavenly Father. Wasn't this the message Jesus wanted to convey to us when he said, "Do not worry about your life. Set your hearts on God's kingdom first and on his righteousness." Moreover, we see children quarreling over the most trivial matters, but after a while we see them again playing together. They teach us never to allow ourselves become victims of a revengeful spirit. And finally, children are fully aware that they depend on others. That is why they are not ashamed to beg. And this, too, is a good quality which we must imitate in little children. We are not self-sufficient. We must approach God fully confident that he will grant us what we really need if only we turn to him with this childlike simplicity. And it is in this light that we must interpret that beautiful beatitude, "Happy the pure in heart, they shall see God." Purity of heart does not imply merely the virtue of chastity. It has a far deeper meaning. It is the purity of intention as we engage ourselves in good works for the Lord, not seeking self-gratification as the Pharisees did, but only the glory of God. It is the simplicity of heart with which we must receive the word and grace of God, on account of which Jesus praised his heavenly Father for hiding these things from the learned and the clever, and revealing them to mere children.